Hybrid transportation. I have seen pickup trucks modified so they can navigate either rails or pavement. These machines are used to inspect the tracks and for maintenance. Perhaps this same technology could be used for a mass transportation system that combines the best features of our current highway and rail systems. Long-range travel could be done by rail at highway speeds, and short-range travel would be handled on asphalt roads and parking lots at low speeds. The cars would be able to automatically enter and exit the rail system from the asphalt system. The cars would be privately owned and maintained. People could keep things in their cars, just like they do now. The cars would be weight and size limited. The rail part of the system would be much less expensive to build than an asphalt highway. Because the cars in the asphalt part of the system would be traveling at low speeds, the information processing system would have more time to react to road events, and there would be a lot less damage when accidents did happen. At higher speeds on the rail part of the system, the information processing needs would be drastically reduced, and passenger safety could be dramatically increased compared to systems we have now. Drunk driving would not be a problem. Children, disabled people, and really old people would be able to drive safely. People would be able to work or play while being transported. Cargo could be transported on driverless vehicles. Cars could be controlled from cell phones. You could go to a shopping location and tell your car to go find a parking place. Then you could call the car to come and pick you up when you're finished shopping. Or you could send your car to pick up a kid at a friend's house. We could have fewer cars because cars could be more easily shared. This system would be a lot more energy efficient than our current system because rail transportation gives a lot more miles per gallon than asphalt. We already have the technologies needed to create a more efficient and safer hybrid transportation system. All we need is the money, the time, and the will. As the current authoritarian political system loses traction, technologies that have been suppressed for decades will be implemented. A thorough rethink of our transportation system should be high on our priority list. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.